Since 2017, the North Carolina Coastal Federation has worked on developing a plan to manage flooding and water quality around Lake Manamuskeet, a migratory waterfowl refuge. The Lake Manamuskeet watershed restoration is now in a new phase of development. PRE's Jamie Rodriguez has more.
Over the past decade, the lake has experienced worsening flooding and a near total loss of submerged aquatic vegetation. Chronic flooding has swamped homes and rendered farmlands unusable. North Carolina Coastal Federation spokesman Michael Flynn says the lake is part of the Atlantic Flyway and is essential to overwintering waterfowl.
The refuge staff have been surveying the density of SAV in the lake and have noticed a drastic decline, really started to see almost a total loss. So without that food source in there, they really don't have an opportunity to kind of, you know, gather their strength on the way they're making their journey.
The Federation, in conjunction with GeoSyntech Consultants and Coastal Protection Engineering, will develop a comprehensive water management plan to identify areas to create or restore wetlands.
The engineers are going to be able to identify the service district that can support the future active water management in the area. And then the state had provided funding to actually construct a pump station to move that water.
Flynn says the organization is committed to engaging local residents in the project throughout the pandemic.
We're planning on holding another stakeholder and public meeting in August and going to try to do so through a virtual format.
The North Carolina Coastal Federation expects the engineering phase to continue through August of 2021. For PRE, I'm Jamie Rodriguez.